So how are we doing?
Tom, a question for you. When you get your two tight ends going, Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez, what does that mean to the offense when those two guys are on their game?
Well, they're both a big part of our offense, and the tight ends have always been involved in our offense, and I think the skill set of both those players really allows us to be flexible. Not only are they good blockers, but they can catch the ball too. So you can run it behind them, you can play action pass, and then they've become pretty efficient in the passing game also, just to spread them out and be able to run them on different route combinations. So. They're very good players.
Does that allow you to dictate sort of what the other team can do when you have them out there and their ability to move around?
Sure. I mean, I think you're always looking for matchups out there. So Aaron had a few of them last game. Rob had a few of them. Wes has them. Dion has them. So wherever the matchup is, that's where we try to go. And it's part of being a smart football team, is trying to figure out where you can exploit the other team's defense.
As confident as you are in your offense and in your ability, are you a little bit surprised that the offense worked as efficiently as it did with the amount of practice that you guys missed in the offseason and just the early part of the season?
Well, I thought we got off to a decent start. I mean, I think there was a lot of three and outs. We had penalties. We had a turnover. So, I mean, it wasn't like a perfect performance by any stretch. I think, we were efficient. I think we took advantage of the opportunities that we had, but there were certainly more plays out there for us to be made, and that's why we're back at practice, and we're going to try to make some improvements. And there's some games where you can't make any mistakes, and I think that's what we got to strive toward.
Can you talk about your comfort level with Dan Conley and what he's meant to this team and going forward, what he means to this team too?
Yeah, it's Dan's been here for quite a while, so he understands the system, he understands the calls, and when you play right guard, and then you got to move over to center. You know all the center's calls. So he's been a backup center for a long time, and he's expected to go out there and perform very well, as he's done at right guard. So all those guys have some position flexibility. Coach always says the more you can do around here, you only do one thing, you better do it really well. Obviously those guys have to play multiple positions.
Chargers come in with a lot of hype, so you got to eliminate almost all the mistakes or most of them that you made last week.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's, every week you play different teams, they have more film on you. They're gonna want to figure out how they're going to match up. You play against a team that's one of the most talented teams in the league every year. I think they've gotten off to some slow starts the last few years, but it doesn't look like they're starting slow this year. And I think that's really been a point emphasis for them this year. You can really see it on film. I mean, it's a attacking defense. They got great players at every position. So they got good corners, good safeties, linebackers, veteran defense. I think they run quite a few different looks for the offense. So, it's a short week for us too. So guys in here are kind of walking around a little stiff, a little tight, but we got to move on from last week's game and really get working hard on these guys.
And as quickly as you try to move on, you get the AFC Offensive Player of the Week award. Is that kind of just a distraction?
Our goals are much bigger than AFC Offensive Player of the Week around here.
Tom, getting back to the tight ends, a lot of teams would have one really good receiving tight end, one good blocking tight end. You guys seem you seem fortunate to have guys who can do both.
Sure, and they've been able to do both for us, so they're going to need to continue to do more and continue to play at a high level. I mean, it's been 1 week. It's not, there's not much to go on other than one game, but we're trying to string it together for a very, very long season. And we got off to a decent start. I wouldn't say it was our best performance, I've ever seen around here. And I think we won one game, and now we got to move on to the next one.
Were you surprised at what Teddy said about Ocho Cinco?
Everyone has an opinion on everything, and none of it really means anything. The only thing that means anything are the guys in this locker room and what we do every day in practice.
You feel good about him here, you being here, and what he can contribute?
Of course. I have no problems with Chad at all.
Probably awfully sorry to see your name, the first name in a lawsuit. Now, the veterans are it won't mean anything, but you're the first name. Veterans are suing the NFL now, and your name's the first name of a lawsuit again. Maybe you should change the name. I don't know.
Y'all change it to what? when we dose. Maybe I'll be a little further down the line. I got no comment.
How different are the charges? How much different, maybe, from when you faced them last year to what you saw in week one?
They were pretty good last year. I mean, they led the league in defense. And it was our fewest production all season when we played them. We had like 200 yards of offense. And didn't do really well in the red area. Didn't really run it great. Certainly didn't throw it great. Didn't protect as well as we were capable. We were pretty fortunate last year playing them. So hopefully we can execute better. I think they're off to they got a good team. They got a good defense. They, you know, it's veterans. They're aggressive. They're tough. They can tackle. They're experienced. They got a very good offense that puts up points on the board and can do it very quickly. Special teams are much improved from last season. So it's one of the best teams in the AFC. They've always has been. They've been that way for a long time. Got a great quarterback. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
How much are you looking forward to the home opener? Any message to the fans early on here?
Yeah, start drinking early. Nice and rowdy. It's a 4:15 game, though. A lot of time to get lubed up. Come out here and cheer for their home team.
That's been the crowd has been rather quiet here the last few years, hasn't it? That you've mentioned that. Players have mentioned that. It's been a rather expectant crowd. They expect things to go well, and they don't get excited much.
We've spoiled our fans, is that what you're saying? Look, we make good plays, they're going to scream. If we don't make good plays, they're going to probably boo us. So we're going to focus on trying to make good plays. And, you know, the crowd, it always helps when they're loud. Look, but we got to give them reasons to be loud. We got to give them reasons to cheer for us. And hopefully there's, you know, those muskets are going off a lot this weekend.
Tom, given how kind of pass-happy the league is becoming, does it put any extra pressure on either you or Philip Rivers to kind of produce in that fashion, put up, match each other?
It's been a passing league for a long time, and I think that's, you know, running game is very important to every offense. Being balanced is extremely important, but, you know, there's times where you have to throw the ball. You know, you could be down late in the game and you need to come back, and you got to be able to pass it when they know you're passing it. And that's not only throwing the ball, but getting open on consecutive routes, being able to protect when they know you're going to only pass the ball. So, you know, there's certainly no, you know, my job is to go against this defense and try to get our guys in the best position so that they can do what they do well. Ultimately play well enough over the course of a drive to get the ball in the end zone. So our defense will have to handle their offense, and you know, that's a big task for all of us on this team. It's got to be a very complimentary game for all of us.
Tom, you've had the luxury of having hope in front of you for the most part for a number of years. Can you sort of talk about your on-field relationship with your center and how important it is for what you guys are trying to do? Is it overlooked at all, that stable relationship between the center and the quarterback?
Well, every center-quarterback relationship is special, and Dan and I have had that for a long time. So, you know, I've known Dan Connolly for a while. He's been in there at center quite a bit, mini camps, training camp, and we're always preparing for guys playing multiple positions. You know, he's done a good job of that. So he did a damn good job the other night stepping in, and, you know, he's going to need to be able to do that for the foreseeable future.
Any difference in your eyes, having a new guy in front of you?
No, I can't focus on what the center's doing. I mean, I trust those guys to do their job. I got plenty of things for me to focus on, plenty of things I need to do a better job of.
Tom, when you watch film of a game performance like you guys had, do you watch all the plays? You fast-forward through the good ones since you already know what happened and just focus on the mess-ups? How do you handle it?
There's always corrections, but, you know, you watch it, you see the things that worked, see the things that didn't work, and then you move on. You know, you don't listen to TV copy and, you know, listen to everyone tell you how, you know, good you think you are. And the same thing when you lose, how much you suck. You try to move on. You listen to your coaches. They evaluate the game, how they saw it, things we needed to do better, and then you try to make those improvements. Because the other team, Chargers, they're looking at this last game and they're seeing some things. Wow, okay, well, that didn't work. Let's, you know, maybe we should try these types of things. So if you don't get them corrected, they end up being problems all year.
Thanks, guys.